The Unwise Use of Money and the Spirit of Speculation. Chapter 2. Grasping for Riches. From the people of God, who have been blessed with great light in regard to the truth for this time, should not forget that they are to be waiting and watching for the coming of their Lord in the clouds of heaven. Let them not forget that they are to put off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let no man set up his idols of gold or silver or lands and give the service of his heart to this world and to its interests. There is a mania for speculating in land, pervading both city and country. The old, safe, healthful paths to competence are losing their popularity. The idea of accumulating substantial means by the moderate gains of industry and frugality is an idea that is scorned by many as no longer suited to this progressive age. The desire to engage in speculation, in buying up country and city lots, or anything that promises sudden and exorbitant gains, has reached a fever heat, and mind and thought and labor are all directed toward securing all that is possible of the treasures of earth in the shortest possible time. Some of our youth bid fair to be hastened on to ruin because of this feverish grasping for riches. This desire for gain opens the door of the heart to the temptations of the enemy, and the temptations that come are of such an alluring nature that there are some who cannot resist them. The spirit of gain-getting, of making haste to be rich, of this all-absorbing worldliness, is painfully contradictory to our faith and doctrines. Should the Lord Most High be pleased to impart His Holy Spirit and seek to revive His work, how many would be hungering for the heavenly manna and thirsting for the waters of life? I see there is danger of some of our brethren saying, as did the foolish rich man, "Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." Many are forgetting that they are God's servants and are saying, "Tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant." God is looking on your every business transaction. Be on your guard. It is time that deep, earnest thought should be given to laying up treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, nor thieves break through and steal.